type AI readiness assessment into Google and you get 50 options. Most ask the same questions. Do you have a data strategy? Does leadership support AI? Do you have an AI team? You check yes to all three, score 85%, and feel good about yourself. Then nothing changes for 18 months. The problem with capability assessments. Most AI readiness tools measure capability. What do you have? Data infrastructure, technical talent, leadership buy-in, budget. Check, 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 check. Capability is necessary but not sufficient. Many organizations score well on capability and still fail at AI transformation. They have the tools, the talent, and the budget. What they lack is the organizational speed to convert those inputs into changed behavior. It is like measuring whether someone has running shoes, a gym membership, and a fitness plan. All necessary. None of them predict whether the person will actually run. What to measure instead? Measure speed. Specifically, how fast does leadership go from interesting pilot to approved for production? Leadership metabolism. When you automate a process, do you redesign the workflow or bolt AI onto the existing one? Process metabolism. How long until the average employee goes from AI tool introduction to productive daily use? Talent metabolism. How long to get data prepared and approved for a new AI use case? Data metabolism. How long from proof of concept to production deployment? Technology metabolism. When AI eliminates a routine task, do teams see a threat or an opportunity? Culture metabolism. These questions measure velocity, not inventory. They predict outcomes, not inputs. Three principles of a good assessment. It should identify the bottleneck, not the average. An overall score of 65 is meaningless. Knowing that your leadership metabolism is 28 while your technology is 82 changes what you do on Monday morning. It should benchmark against your industry, not all industries. A score of 40 in government is above average. A score of 40 in technology is below average. Context matters. It should produce actions, not insights. Your data maturity needs work is an insight. Build a governed self-serve data marketplace so AI projects can access approved datasets in days, not months, is an action. How the OMI does this? The Organizational Metabolism Index is designed around these three principles. 30 questions across 6 dimensions, 5 minutes. Each dimension gets a separate score. Results are benchmarked against 12 industries. Every result comes with prioritized recommendations specific to your weakest dimensions and your archetype. It does not ask whether you have a data strategy. It asks how long it takes to get data prepared for a new AI use case. The difference between those two questions is the difference between measuring what you own and measuring how fast you move.